You're listening to SBS News.
The Reserve Bank has cut interest rates to a record low of just 0.5% on a day when some economic forecasts warn of a coronavirus-led downturn that could see some countries in recession. The OECD released a report saying the impact of coronavirus could see the world economy shrink this quarter for the first time since the global economic downturn more than a decade ago. OECD Chief Economist Lawrence Boone says a decline in global growth will hit all regions.
There is a domino effect if the epidemic spreads through the wider Asia-Pacific region, the EU, and the US in 2020. Countries affected would impose wider containment measures than what we have seen so far, and confidence would likely be severely hit.
The agency predicts global growth will be only 2.4% this year, the lowest since 2009, and it warns that if the virus continues to spread, global growth could drop to as low as 1.5%. Lawrence Boom says the declines could see some countries in recession.
Every region would be affected roughly in the same way. However, it would be slightly higher in Asia, and it's likely that this scenario would put Japan and Europe in recession and the US very close to zero. And I think what I should stress at this stage is that this is not a worst case scenario, because the possibility of wider outbreaks in the South Hemisphere are not included in this scenario.
The agency says Australia will be one of the countries most affected, and it should consider stimulus measures to restore confidence. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is considering what he calls a measured economic response.
What we are focusing on is jobs, cash flow, and investment. It's important that on the other side of this virus, which will happen, it's still uncertain at this point of the development of the virus about how long that would run for. But what's important to know is that there is another side to this. And on the other side, you would expect normal transmission to resume when it comes to the global economy. And what that means is we want to put our businesses in the best possible position to bounce back and bounce back strongly when that opportunity presents itself. So we will continue to work to get that right.
Economist John Freeban from the University of Melbourne says when interest rates drop to such lows, some question whether other measures might be needed to help restore confidence.
Many people think that when interest rates are that low, lowering them a bit further isn't really going to give business or households much more confidence to invest or to spend. Now, you can go a little bit further, as the Americans and the Europeans did after the global financial crisis, and go for quantitative easing. And that's essentially the central bank are just printing money. Now, it's not clear that that really has a major stimulus effect. And, of course, in the longer run, you've got to ask yourself, how am I going to pay that back?
Professor Freeban says one stimulus option open to policymakers would be investment in infrastructure projects.
Choose wisely good infrastructure projects and spend that. And that's in the same process, creating extra employment. And if it's a good choice of roads, ports, so on, it's improving the productive capacity of the economy down the track when hopefully we've got on top of the coronavirus.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.